fantastic. Then it's Motley Crue and Wildside from The Rock Show on KCFM. What are you laughing at?
Do we dare?
Yeah, I think we should. There's this other show, you know, in the local area.
Yeah.
That Caroline, our singer, who was with us tonight, and I were on a couple of weeks ago, and she started off by welcoming the presenter to the show.
Is it good that she's not here tonight then?
Can we take the fifth?
Yeah. No, she is.
Guys, I'd just like to welcome you. Trip Manhattan, whole indie rockers to the studio. Hi.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining me. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Nice
Thank you. Okay, would you like to introduce yourselves from left to right and what you do in the band, please?
That'll be our left. No, okay. Yeah, I'm Simon. I'm on guitars, electric and acoustic guitars.
Okay, Simon.
I'm Nigel. Play the bass.
All right, Nigel.
I'm Dev. I play the other guitar in the band.
I'm Andy, drummer.
All right, guys. So, Trip Manhattan, then. And we're missing your singer, aren't we? Caroline couldn't be here tonight.
Yes, we do miss her so.
I can tell. So, tell me how long you guys have been together.
This lineup, is it a year now?
With Caroline joined us summer last year. I mean, we've played as a foursome now for getting on for 3.5 years.
Uh-huh. It was a fivesome, yeah. But with a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was four.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Before that, we played with Caroline's friend. That's how we met Caroline, a lovely girl called Jane.
Uh-huh.
Who went off to Spain last year and abandoned us.
Oh.
I know. But she did do it with a tear in her eye.
And she brought us Caroline, and which is no bad thing, so...
Well, we're going to hear some of your stuff in just a second, but for those that haven't either seen you live or heard any material, how would you describe your sound? What's the
That's the one that gets every
question,
time.
Isn't it?
I mean, Phil was saying in the preamble to this that, you know, we've got quite a lot of different styles, and that's reflected in sort of, you know, the influences that we have as a band. So, you know, there's definitely some fairly, you know, serious rock in there. Not heavy metal, but serious rock.
Okay.
But then it, you know, molds itself all the way down through, you know, different types of indie sounds. There's some jazz, there's some blues, there's definitely some things which are pop, so it's kind of hard to know exactly what we are.
Sure.
And to an extent, we're reluctant to be categorised into being a single sound band.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's I think it's good, you know, keep your horizons broadened, if that's a phrase. All right, so shall we...
But I quite like the indie rock thing. I think that's quite good.
Yeah, we'll take that. Start using that a bit more often.
It's quite descriptive, I think. And you say indie rock and people go, okay, all right, it's almost like melodic, kind of credible rock, right?
But yeah,
indie rock's a better way of saying it.
Rock is rock. Well, indie rock's sort of got that cooler edge to it.
Yeah.
Well, it has, it's good. So, I think we should have a listen, don't you?
Works for me.
For it.
So, I think, Nigel, would you like to introduce this one for us?
Okay, this is, I think it's number 2 on our EP that's out at the moment, and it's Cold Night.
Lovely, here we go. Liking that very much, guys.
Well,
Trip Manhattan in the studio, just played Cold Night, loving that.
So it's a really good song. We sort of came across that one by accident almost. I like a bit of Iron Maiden, and I was just practicing Number of the Beast.
Mm.
This was good 2-3 years ago. This was actually
one of the earliest ones
that we wrote, and it's a pretty fast song to play, and after playing the main riff of that for a good 5 minutes, I ended up playing it backwards by mistake. And Simon's ears pricked up and thought, you know, that actually sounds pretty good. So on the basis of that, we started writing a song around it.
Sure.
So we're probably one of the few bands that can say that our entire song is a devil song played backwards.
I like that very much.
No hidden messages, just the whole thing.
That's good, since we've just played it out live. To
Yeah. Hey, what's that smoke in here? Smell of sulphur.
All right, guys, that's brilliant. We're going to play another song from you in just a second. And you could call it. It's Aerosmith and Dude Looks Like a Lady on The Rock Show on KCFM with me, Crown Jules, and producer Phil, and Trip Manhattan in the studio.
It's us.
Guys, so we played a track of yours just before called Cold Night. Where was that recorded then?
That was recorded at the Fairview Studios up in Willoughby.
Oh, yeah?
Local studio. Very well equipped. I was very, very amazed at the sounds that we came out with.
Yeah.
It was much more than what I expected.
Oh, the quality's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
Absolutely unbelievable.
So we were just playing Aerosmith there, and Simon, I believe you've got a Steve Tyler story.
I spent a couple of years living out in Tampa in Florida.
Yeah.
And I was there the year that the Super Bowl rolled into town.
Oh, wow.
And Steve Tyler was staying at the same hotel that I was living in at that point. And so I can honestly say that Steve Tyler and I have actually been out running together. He's fit as well. I struggle to keep up. And he's actually even older than I am.
Because he doesn't look it.
No, he's like one of those weedy, wiry men.
Wiry little guys, yeah.
Man, is he fit. So
well, I have two similar celebrity stories that I'd like to share with you then. I've met Shirley Bassey.
Ooh.
The queen.
And it was in the... This sounds really quite posh. It really wasn't. It was a business thing, but she was in the first class lounge at Nice Airport.
Okay.
Or was it Cannes? Well, I don't know, wherever the airport was, it was there.
How did you get into the first class lounge?
That's a very good question. I will tell you off air. And the other one, which I think is slightly more rock credible, is Jack Black from Tenacious D.
Dave's made up now. Dave's hero.
Oh, he's great, isn't he?
Oh, he's good fun. I introduced this lot to Tenacious D.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah,
that album is so funny.
It always amazes me when you have such good musicians that can work comedy into a song. So I don't know about the other guys, but we can really struggle to come up with lyrics that fit a particular line to start with, let alone making it really, really funny as well.
Yeah. And
my hat's off to those guys.
Yeah,
they're good. Yep. And they're good musicians.
Yeah, they are. They're really
especially
good.
Especially KG.
So, Andy, I believe you've got a celebrity story as well.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, you are the drummer. I've got to take the mic.
Well, I was in the army many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my very first major gig, as you call it, in the army. I was on stage with Cliff Richard, Lisa Stansfield, Leo Say.
Wow, excellent.
Played in front of 90,000.
Goodness me.
And I was only 18 at the time. with my triangles.
Oh. Yeah, I need an electric triangle.
But I did get a kiss off Lisa Stansfield backstage, so I want to bother about that.
Did you get one off Cliff Richard as well?
Taylor Fifth.
My mum's a huge Cliff Richard fan, so be very careful what you say.
Right, moving right along.
Alright guys, so let's talk about your influences and likes and dislikes musically. Who are you listening to right now, or who do you like from the past?
So I was out in LA last weekend, and I just picked up the new album by Louis the 14th. I don't know if you come across them.
No, not
their
yet.
Their first album, they did a stint on Jonathan Ross show, where as well I heard, and the first album was stunning, really very, very good, and so I picked up their second album last weekend. That's pretty good, listening to some of that at the moment.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. What about you, Nigel? Anything in particular?
Not really. I mean, I've got quite an eclectic taste, so I listen to a lot of stuff. I guess really I'm going back to revisiting the 70s, although I wasn't there
never
for
in
great,
the 70s.
Well, briefly. I'm just briefly a 70s chat, but going back and listening to all that, but then kind of mid-90s.
Yeah.
I like Cast, Shed 7, Steve Horses, people like that.
I love Shed 7.
Fantastic.
No, I love Shed 7. And I used to work, I've worked in radio for many years, and one based in York, and so one of the highlights of my career there was being able to interview Shed 7 on a regular, and they've just done a tour as well, they came to Hull last year.
Missed that, didn't you?
What about you, Dave, Andy, any influences that you like?
AC/DC.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get much more solid rock than AC/DC.
The very first band I ever saw live, AC/DC. So I think that's very credible.
Really? Where was that?
The tram shed in Leeds.
All right.
Was that with Bon Scott or Brian Johnson?
Johnson.
Johnson.
I could be wrong, but that was the about the rock tour.
For those,
which probably ages me very badly, doesn't it?
Everybody's now doing sums in their head, going, must have been like, ooh.
But recently I've been listening to sort of the old Britpop scene, you know, Oasis and Blur.
Yeah.
Blur are a clever band.
Yeah, they are. A lot of that stuff.
Yeah, no, it's great. And what about you, Andy, anything?
Genesis, Phil Collins, Genesis. But Genesis, it's the only band that I've well-known band that I've been to see live, and it was amazing.
Yeah, they're great. And that song, do you know, I was listening to it the other day, I Can't Dance. I love that song. I thought we should play it in a minute. Though, I think we should play one of your songs first.
Yeah, we'd like you to do that.
Yeah, this is The Hunter, I believe.
Yeah, this is a dark song. I write some of the stuff for the band, and some of my songs tend to be a little uncomfortable at times. So,
really?
So this is actually a song about a stalker.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, nice, happy subject, if you know.
Should we have a listen, then?
I think you should.
All right, this is The Hunter from Trip Manhattan.